This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Absentee land ownership is something that is pretty common in this area and in much of the Midwest. If you live in the country, you likely already know what absentee land ownership is, but in practice, it is simply someone who owns a piece of land but doesn't live near it. This is often from inheritance, but more and more, it is happening from hunters wanting to own their own acreage that they only see a few times a year, or even from outside investors, as ag land at least historically retains value. However, problems can arise from those and for those that don't have a consistent monitoring of the land they own. For land owners, some of these problems can be from land leased without a proper contract that can lead to livestock overgrazing, major weed issues, and severe erosion. A common question that we get at the extension offices comes from family members of absentee landowners who have no contract or details, leaving the family with no idea who to talk to or what the verbal contract entailed. A publication from the University of Oklahoma gives the advice that it is important for landowners to know what the land is capable of, what type of land it is, cropland yields, pasture type, proper stocking rates, and it is also important to have defined boundaries. Of course, any unmanaged land in these parts is going to turn into trees and shrubs, and not the good kind. Absentee landowners need to understand that land is not a normal investment. It can be damaged, it is complex, and has major return on investment limitations. Personally, I often tell absentee landowners that the goal of a good lease is to protect the land and to be just enough to pay for property taxes. If you're expecting much for cash returns, I would suggest some other sort of investment. Of course, each landowner has different expectations for their land. All this should be reflected in a good leasing contract. If there was no one else managing or leasing the land, it is important to understand that property upkeep requires yearly investment to control weeds and trees. For those farmers who rent or share crop from absentee landowners, communication is key. Understanding that absentee landowners often have no idea about farming or ranching. Sometimes they can have unreal expectations of profits and returns. They are also much more likely to terminate a contract for someone who will pay slightly more, unless you have a good relationship with them. Another tip is to keep in mind the value of a simple picture every now and again. Absentee landowners often don't understand ag, but they do like to see what is going on. If you crop share, I would also suggest a breakdown of cost and returns, generally on one page and sent to them yearly. Many times I've had calls of absentee landowners who think they are being ripped off simply because they don't realize how expensive even one-third of a fertilizer bill can be. And whether you are the landowner or leaser, a written contract is of vital importance to prevent misunderstandings and legal problems. We have simple contracts available at the K-State website agmanager.info. These contracts are a good basic structure, but often need to be added to, as each landowner will have different expectations and goals for their piece of land. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.